In a world of conflicting values, where questions are more common than answers, God's Word provides everything we need to live a God-centered, truth-driven life. Join us now for the Word for Life, brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church and hosted by Pastor Greg Huffman, as he shares the truth for the day.
Well, good morning. This is Rich Schmidt coming to you from the studios at Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And a very pleasant good morning to you. I trust you're starting out having a great day. And if not, maybe we can bring a little bit of hope and excitement to your life this morning as we do our Word for Life broadcast. Well, let me tell you where you can really get a wonderful event coming up this Christmas season. On December 20th, right here at Brookside Baptist Church, at our two morning services, our 9 a.m. and our 10:30 a.m., we're going to have a wonderful cantata, an adult choir and orchestra musical titled Hope is Born. You don't want to miss that. If there's any way possible, you can come join us. Again, December 20th at 9 or 10:30 a.m., we invite you to come here to Brookside Baptist Church in Brookfield, Wisconsin, and enjoy that wonderful music as well as a message from God's Word. If by chance you can't make it but would like to still enjoy the service, you can go to our website, brooksidebc.org, and you can live stream that by going to the top of our webpage and watching the service there. Again, December 20th, 9 and 10:30, we'd love to have you right here at Brookside. Well, we've been talking the last several broadcasts about terrorism, today's trials, a Christian response. We're going to take you on a little trip, if you will, a virtual trip to Israel in just a moment. But before I do, I'd also like to invite you to my website, which is called prophecyfocusministries.com, prophecyfocusministries.com. We do from one service on a Sunday to all-day meetings on Sunday to an entire weekend or more, doing prophecy seminars and conferences straight out of the Word of God. We have a variety of topics that we cover. No matter if you're a large church or small, we'd love to come and do a prophetic conference for you. You can go to our website and look up the various topics and our contact information, once again, at prophecyfocusministries.com. Well, let's get into our topic this morning, which is the alignment of the nations, specifically as they affect Israel, and specifically as all of that has a nexus to terrorism. There's no doubt about it that Israel has been a nation under attack. Israel, almost never in history, has had a lengthy period of peaceful times. There's always been trauma. There's always been problems in that particular land. And there's biblical reasons why that exists. But today I simply want to go through and look at a couple of things that have happened more in the recent past regarding our friends in Israel, our Jewish friends, and what's taken place. I want to center on a particular word called intifada, I-N-T-I-F-A-D-A. It's an Arabic word which literally means tremor, shivering, or shuddering. And it's kind of interesting where that word came from. It's derived from an Arabic word called nafada, which means to shake off, or to get rid of. Something like a dog might do if your dog gets a bath or jumps into a lake and you've seen what they do. They get out and they just absolutely shake and they shudder and try and get the water off of them. Well, that's the concept of the word intifada. Something like shaking off of sleep might be another way to describe it. Or if your shoes are dirty or your sandals get full of dirt, to shake them vigorously to get that debris off. Well, the contemporary Arabic usage refers to a legitimate uprising or oppression, or at least what they would consider legitimate. So it's basically this, an uprising, a shivering, a shuddering. What are they trying to do? What is the Palestinian mindset, if you will, when it comes to an intifada in Israel? It's to shake Israel out of their land. We're currently potentially in what's known as the Third Intifada, which of course puts out there that there were two previous intifadas that took place in Israel. Now let me make it very clear, as a Christian, I am pro-Israel. I am pro-Jewish. And you say, why? Well, quite frankly, because God asked us to be. God said he would bless those who bless Israel and he would curse those who curse Israel. God has a future covenant that he will fulfill with his people, the people of Israel, It's a guarantee. It's not a spiritualization. It's not an allegorization of Scripture. God literally will restore the nation of Israel in the future to be a very strong place once again. But until that happens, here's some of the things that have occurred over history. The first intifada took place between 1987 and 1993. It involved the Israelis, the Palestinians, Hamas, and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The thing that actually ended that first intifada and all the violence that was taking place and so forth was the Oslo Accords. Now, the reason I'm bringing that up is if you'll recall, recently, Mohammed Abbas went to the UN, took a copy of the Oslo Accords, which were written back in 1993, which basically was the treaty between Israel and the PLO, and tore that treaty up in front of the faces of the UN people. Now, does that say the treaty is completely gone, dismissed, and so forth? Well, I'll let you be the judge of that, but that's what recently took place. So what's the second intifada? The second one took place, which again was a major uprising of the Palestinians against Israel, where great violence took place. It began in September of 2000 and ended approximately in 2005. During that five-year period, over 3,000 Arabs or Palestinians were killed. Over 1,000 Israeli Jews were killed, including 64 foreigners. So these intifadas have been extremely violent and extremely contentious. Well, now we're into what we could call the third intifada, which also has been given the name by the media as the 2015 stabbing intifada. In other words, the uprising, the Palestinians saying enough of the Jews in Israel, we want them out, and they're willing to take arms, if you will, against it. It's interesting that the suicide bombs, which are still taking place here and there, and gunfire and all these other things, but it's really morphed into this very violent stabbing attacks, mainly on Israeli citizens. It's terrorism. It's absolutely terrorism that's taking place in that particular country. Imagine if you were going to the mall today or going to a restaurant or going shopping with your friends. The next thing you know, someone jumps out of a shop with a knife and begins to stab at you. Unfortunately, many people have died already from these attacks and multiple more have been injured, all because of this terrorist mindset. Just going from the month between September 18th to October 18th of 2015, here's what's taken place in Israel. Petrol bomb attacks, 154, or better known as gasoline. Stone throwings, 626. Now, to us, it's like, well, somebody threw a stone. Maybe that's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal because when they're casting these stones or these rocks, people are dying. People are getting seriously injured. There's been 31 shooting attacks. Stun grenade attack, 48 stabbings just during that 1 month. Explosive attacks, 42 different times. Riots near Jewish towns, 132 events. 37 arsons, a tear gas attack. If you go to Israel, you'll hear a lot of firecrackers at the time. There were firecracker attacks, which can be dangerous. 11 rocket barrages, one car bomb. All of these horrific events that are taking place, this terroristic mindset that the radical extremists have been pouring out upon the country of Israel. Well, here's an interesting thing. If you have your Bible, you could go to Ezekiel chapter 38 and Ezekiel chapter 39, and those two chapters begin to outline what we're seeing starting to come to fruition. Now, let me make it very clear. Ezekiel 38 and 39 are prophetic. They will not come to fruition, if you will, while the church age exists. Now, I know there's different positions on the church age and the rapture and when the rapture will take place, and I know there's a variety of views on that. But simply to say this morning, that prophetic scriptures of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which we're starting to see what could basically be the fulfillment of those in the future. There's some interesting names that are used, and when you look at those particular countries that are outlined in Ezekiel 38 and you look on the map and determine who they are today, it outlines the countries that are aligning themselves today against Israel. It's amazing. Let's look at that real quick. If you just went to the first couple of verses in Ezekiel chapter 38, here's some of the names that you'll find listed there. Magog, Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Tagarma, Persia, Cush, Ethiopia, Put. And now you're saying, wait a minute, except for a couple of those names, I've never heard of them before. And you know what? You would probably be exactly right, because if you look on your map today, their names have changed. You can look on your imaginary map, and I'll tell you exactly what these countries refer to and where they're located. Magog is Russia. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Tagarma are all sections of ancient Asia Minor, which is now modern-day Turkey. Persia refers to modern-day Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Ethiopia, Kush, includes modern-day Somalia, Sudan, and of course Ethiopia. Put, P-U-T, refers to modern-day Libya. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you took your map out and you marked down those different places, and by the way, if you go to almost any internet site and ask for a map of Ezekiel 38 and 39, it will point out exactly where these countries lie. Now, let me ask you a question. Who are those countries that are attacking Israel, that are setting up the radical Islamic extremist regime that's attacking Israel today? Well, I think it's pretty easy to tell that that's exactly what's taking place, and it's forming into what eventually will be the fulfillment of those two chapters. So what's taking place? Where will they invade? Ezekiel chapter 38, verses 7 to 9, it states they will invade the mountains of Israel. When will they invade? Well, we have three clues. It'll be in the latter times, or the latter days, or at the end times. Israel will be regathered to her land, which she started to regather, but certainly is not there yet. Over 50% of Jewish people still live outside the borders of Israel. And Israel will be secure, at least in a false security at that time. All these things are starting to come to pass and will ultimately be fulfilled in the future. Well, these things are coming to pass. Christian, what's our response to this? How should we look at these terrorist events that are taking place in Israel and across the world and right here in our home front? I want to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 58 to close this out with a wonderful admonition for us and a great encouragement. And it states this, "Therefore, my beloved brethren," or Christian, "be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Here's what the Lord's telling us. Our labor, what we do for Jesus, what we do in telling other folks about the great gospel message, that is what we need to be doing as Christians today to respond to these horrific events. Listen, the only chance of terrorists ever knowing the truth is if we tell them. The only chance of those who embrace a false religion or a false God or a false ideology is if we as Christians take a stand, tell others the greatest news ever given to man, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Christian, what will you do with Jesus today?
We hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. If you would like a copy of today's program, have a question we can answer, please contact us at The Word for Life, 4470 North Pilgrim Road, Brookfield, Wisconsin, 53005. For more info about The Word for Life, to make a donation to help us continue this broadcast, as well as other resources for your Christian walk, visit us at www.thewordforlife.org. Thanks for listening today. Tune in again next time as we bring the Word of God to your life.